Amen. This is great. Why don't we start with a word of prayer?
Amen.
Zach, could you pray for us, brother, please?
Amen. Lord God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to meet as men of God, that we are trying to lead our families. We are trying to do what's right. God, thank you so much that we can get together and just draw strength from one another and just be encouraged by each other's story, be encouraged by each other's fight, each other's struggle. God, help us one day to get to see you in heaven. Help us, God, to one day be able to fellowship with one another, God, as we commune with you. God, I pray that you are with Mike, God. I pray that you will put on his heart to say everything that you want said. Mm-hmm. I pray, God, that it will convict us and cut us to the core. God, that we will walk away changed men for you.
Amen.
God, ready to lead our house, ready to lead our neighborhood, ready to lead this world closer to you. God, I thank you for this time. It's in your son's name. And I pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I was super encouraged in there just a few minutes ago hearing about the update about Nick Freeman.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And so tonight, brothers, we're gonna discuss just encouraging one another. Amen. Who needs some encouragement in here? Amen. Amen. We all need to be encouraged. Why? Why do we need to be encouraged? Because we get discouraged at times.
Sure.
You know, whether it's due to a job, whether it's school, whether it's family issues, finances, whatever, we get discouraged. You know, when we can change someone's life by discouraging them or discouraging them.
Come on.
Encouraging one another is important whether you're talking about a family member, a person at the job, a brother right here at the church. Encouragement is very, very crucial. But the real question tonight is, what role are we playing as brothers when it comes to encouragement? Are we building people up, or are we looking for ways to tear people down?
Come on.
Turn your Bibles over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 11. Here Paul is talking to the Thessalonian church because they were troubled. They were troubled about the coming of the Lord. And in verse 11, Paul tells them, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing now. And brothers, from my perspective here, I feel like the majority of us are encouraging one another.
Amen.
Just like the brothers were doing right here at the church. But Paul says, do that even more.
Yes.
We need to do that more for one another.
Yeah.
I mean, last Thursday, you know, when the elders got up and prayed over the sick, that was overwhelming to me. But it showed me how much more I need to be encouraging people and
Amen.
Praying for people.
Right. Yeah.
Because we all have so many needs and so many trials and tribulations that we're going through.
Right.
You know, I was in the gym just a few minutes ago before service started, because I thought I was going to get out there and, you know, show the young guys up a little bit. But after seeing TJ shoot them jump shots, I was like, no, that's not good for me to get out there, because I would be discouraged trying to get out there with him. So what does the Bible say as far as biblical encouragement?
Come on.
It says to give courage or confidence, to advise, to make it easy for someone to do something, to instill courage into their hearts. Who needs that? I need that. I need a lot of encouragement. When we encourage someone, it instills in their heart the courage to face this fallen world. You know, one man's definition says encouragement is the expression to help someone become a better Christian when life is rough. When life is rough. That's what encouragement is. It's putting courage in the hearts of men and women. So the next question is, who's responsible for encouraging the church? For encouraging the men in the church? Oh, we're going to leave that up to Richard. Is that true?
No.
No. No. You know, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 3:2, when he talks about it is the responsibility of preachers to instill courage. It says, we sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith. That's what an evangelist does. He's here to strengthen and encourage us in our faith. But if, are we just getting that on Sunday and Thursday? Other people in the church that are responsible for encouraging the church is the elders / overseers. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. See, it's their responsibility to encourage us with sound doctrine. And sometimes that is not as encouraging as we want it to be, because sometimes it hurts. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear the truth. But that's their role. That's their responsibility. That's the God's given responsibility they've been given, is to encourage us through the scriptures. There are some of us who are gifted in encouraging others. Just flat out gifted in doing that. And I was thinking about a biblical example of someone that was just flat out gifted in encouraging someone. And I thought about Barnabas. Turn over to Acts chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 36. You guys getting encouraged?
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Encourage me as I encourage you.
Amen, bro.
Acts chapter 4, in verse 36. I think we all know the story. Barnabas was not his real name. His real name was Joseph of Cyprus. But they named him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. It says, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. See, we read here that he went and sold a field and took all the proceeds and put it at the apostles' feet.
Amen.
Now that's encouraging.
Amen.
That put courage in the heart of the apostles. They say there's something different about this guy. Then we read in Acts chapter 9, same guy, Barnabas. Okay, Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. Talking about Barnabas again. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join, When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, believing he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord.
Man, cool.
So here we see Barnabas again, taking Saul by the hand, who had previously started persecuting the churches, killing Christians. But he had met Jesus one-on-one and changed. God changed him. He had been converted, but no one trusted him early on. But it took one man to say, you know what? It's okay. This is what this guy has done. I believe in him. I know he has been converted. He stood by his side and put courage in Saul's heart.
Amen.
And brothers, you know what? We need more men like Barnabas in the church.
Amen.
To imitate his faith and his love and his encouragement for people that can come across intimidating. Think about that. If that were you and I that met Saul and previously knew him from his past, I mean, we would have some reservations. Amen?
Right. Yep. Come on.
Encouragers believe that anyone can change. We have to believe that. We can't look at men and say, you know what? I just don't think that he'll ever become a Christian.
Wow.
Because that's not the heart of God, nor is it imitating Barnabas. And guess who else is responsible for encouraging the church? Everyone. Everyone. We can't leave that up to the evangelists and the preachers and the family group leaders.
Come on.
It takes the entire body of Christ to encourage everyone.
Amen.
Everyone is not as gifted as others, but we still have the responsibility to encourage one another. When he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, that's not addressed to only the preachers and evangelists,
right,
but that addresses the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
Are we carrying out that command? If we were to just take a poll from our spouses and our children and the people that we're closest to, would they say, Mike is a very, very encouraging dad? Or husband?
Wow.
Or roommate? Or co-worker? Mm. Or would it be just the opposite?
Yeah.
He's always looking down at me. He's not trying to build me up. He's looking for ways to get rid of me, not to support me. Let's think about that. And let's be real about it. Because as Christians, we're called to encourage one another. Amen?
Amen.
That's right.
When do we encourage? I took this and I'm like, man, I really have to encourage in my own house.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot of time and effort goes into encouraging my wife and my kids.
Right.
In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, Paul writes, and he's talking to the church here. He says, for you know that we dealt with you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. But Paul says that he was dealing with the Christians just like a father. And I want to imitate that. Because when our kids leave our homes to go to the schools or wherever they go, they're not getting encouraged.
That's right.
There's a lot of discouragement out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the schools, in the neighborhoods, and on the news, just discouragement all over the place. They have to find a safe haven to get encouragement.
Right.
And as men, if we're not doing it, they're in trouble.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. As men, if we're not encouraging our families, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
We need to bring hope to our families.
Amen.
You know, I think about my daughter, Rachel. You know, she inspires me. She inspires me with her faith and her love for other people. I mean, coming back from the World Discipleship Conference, I want to tell you, she has been having visitors almost every week at Bible Talk in church. She calls me while I'm on my way home from work. Daddy, we need to pick up so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. And I'm exhausted, but I'm just like, wow. She is so encouraging with that. Because she loves God and she wants to see her friends be disciples.
Amen.
That's encouraging. We need to encourage when we get together as a brotherhood. On Thursdays, on Sundays, when we meet in our family groups. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's look at that. Hebrews chapter 10. Start in verse 24. I hope you're feeling encouraged.
Amen.
Said, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. It very clearly says that the primary reason we get together at church is to encourage one another.
Amen.
You know, sometimes some of us have the idea we're going to come in, we're going to sit down, we're going to listen, and then we're going to leave.
Wow. Come on, man.
We have no thoughts of encouraging anyone.
Wow.
Come on.
Because we're so wrapped up into ourselves.
Wow. Yeah.
Preach it, Mike.
Come on now.
And that's that. We're done for the week. We come here on Thursday. We get our message. I'll see you on Sunday. Sunday, we get our message. I'll see you on Thursday. And that's our commitment towards God, towards the brotherhood. But that's strictly not what the Bible is talking about.
Right.
You missed the command that we're here to encourage one another. I hope that our mindset is where brothers and sisters, that I can come in today to see who I can build up.
Come on.
Who can I strengthen? Who can I encourage? Who can I pray for? We can do that, you know, every day of the week. We can encourage each other. But the primary way of doing that is one-on-one. Now, the Bible talks about in Acts 2:42 that they met together every day. Every day.
Right.
And brothers, we all have busy lives.
Sure.
I'm busy and I know all of us are busy. But the Bible commands us to encourage one another daily.
Amen.
And the conversation needs to go beyond sports. Hey, listen, I know college football kicks off this weekend.
Tonight,
but it needs to go beyond that.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
It needs to go beyond the weather.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah. No, sir.
It needs to go deeper, brothers.
Right. Right.
We need to encourage one another at every opportunity.
Come on, man.
You know, I appreciate brothers like Brian Romaine.
Yeah.
He'll call me and just say, "Brother, I'm just calling you to encourage you. Mm-hmm. Thinking about you and praying for you."
Amen.
Man, that does me good to hear from that brother. Because I'm like, man, that's encouraging. Makes you want to fight on.
Yeah,
to stay faithful. Amen?
Right. Amen.
Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3. Starting in verse 12. We all know this verse.
Right.
See to it,
brothers,
that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another every week, every month,
daily.
As long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Amen.
We're supposed to encourage one another daily. But brothers, to be honest, some of us don't even have weekly contact with each other, with no one. We are giving Satan an opportunity to take us out when we disobey this command.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that everybody calls everybody every day, because there's no way that all of us can contact each and every person all the time.
Right.
But all of us have someone in here that we're pretty close to.
Amen.
And we need to stay in contact with those individuals, encouraging those individuals.
Amen.
It is our responsibility to encourage one another daily, to be connected to somebody. We need to have brothers and sisters in the Lord who love us and know us, and is able to spur us on every single day.
Amen.
Yeah.
And my last point, why do we encourage one another? Back to Hebrews. Chapter 3. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. Why? So that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceit. See, we can't underestimate Satan. If you're thinking that you don't need encouragement, you've already been taken. He's already snatched you away. What Satan's temptation is to try to use you right now. He's trying to say, you know what, I don't need anybody to encourage me. He wants to use your pride. He wants to use your secret sin that you hadn't been talking to brothers about, that you hadn't been confessing. He wants to use your fear. He wants to use your uncontrolled anger. He wants to use your guilt. Just let that guilt just sit with me. As long as nobody knows, I'm okay. But that's Satan's way of taking us out.
Right.
What is he working on with you? Whatever the temptation, his ultimate goal is to pull us away. He's trying to cut you off from the body of Christ. Other members of the body, they're clutching, they're trying to hold on to you, saying you can do it. And you're just pulling away. Every opportunity, you're trying to pull away. You know, we need to stay connected to the body. Because you are important. None of us can do this alone.
Right.
Right.
We all need each other.
That's right.
That's right.
How do we encourage? We can encourage one another in so many different ways. You know, my favorite way of encouraging somebody is just praying for them.
Amen.
If someone talks to me about a need, I want to go home, write it down, and pray for that individual. Like I said earlier, just hearing about Nick Freeman, bro, that brought tears to my eyes. I was encouraged because I've been praying for Nick.
Amen.
We can be there for other brothers. Sometimes it's not words that need to be said. You just need to be there for someone. We can share what God is doing in our lives. That's how we can encourage one another. We can just share what God is doing in our individual lives. We can share our faith with this lost world. Because if that doesn't stir you and spur you on towards love and good deeds, I don't know what will. We can be great examples for others. You know, just the young guys in here, 2 Titus 2, verse 6, it says, similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
Amen.
You can encourage somebody with your life as a disciple, even at a very, very young age. We can encourage by serving in the church.
Right.
I mean, George got up there and he said, hey, listen, this is what, the fourth week that Carl Lynn has been talking about having somebody to help set up on Thursday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's discouraging.
Come on.
Yeah. That doesn't encourage Carl, nor does it encourage the church as a whole.
Yeah.
We need to be serving.
Amen.
In Kingdom Kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get that thing going. Hey, guys, we're getting ready to start. October 1st, it's going to be a new rotation. There needs to be a herd of brothers running up to Glenn and Russ saying, listen, sign me up.
Amen.
I'm here.
Come on. That's great.
Another way we can encourage is if an encouraging thought, if a brother comes to mind, this is another thing that I do, if a brother comes to my mind, I pick up the phone immediately.
Amen.
And I call them.
Yeah.
Hey, thinking about you, praying for you, wanted to check in on you. That encourages people.
Yeah.
And we have so many ways to communicate. Email, text, phone calls. We can do it all. Skype, we can do it all.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for us not to encourage one another. And, for me, the last way we can encourage one another is to remind all of us of God's promises. Because God is faithful.
Yep.
And we must get our encouragement from God first.
That's true.
We cannot just say, you know what, these brothers aren't encouraging me, so therefore, I'm not going to encourage no one else. You're not getting encouragement from God. You're not going to give encouragement to anyone else.
That's true.
Hebrews 13:5. I've heard Richard say this a lot. But this is a promise from God. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. That's a promise, guys. That is a promise from God. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. He has promised to be with us always. Let us encourage one another with these words. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say a prayer, and then what I want us to do, take about 10-15 minutes just to encourage one another.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this night. Thank you so much, God, for your encouragement that you give us on a daily basis, for taking us in and cleaning us up, and showing us your goodness, God, and the things that you have in store for us. God, I pray, God, that all the men, Father, within the sound of my voice are encouraged right now. God, that we can leave here, God, ready to encourage others and spur one another on toward love and good deeds. God, I want to say a special prayer for the victims of Hurricane Isaac. God, there are people right now that are trapped in their homes. God, that need our prayers, that need our help. God, be with them. Be with all the law enforcement officers and people that are out there, the Red Cross that are helping to get these people to safety. God, I beg of you to work powerfully, Father, to see that no one else falls short.
That's right.
God, thank you so much, God, for Nick Freeman, God, and him feeling better. God, we praise your holy name for this night. Be with us, God, as we encourage one another, as we lift one another up. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just take a minute to encourage one another. And I said, take a minute. And word is that we do have a birthday today. Mr. Russ McGard.
Russ McGard.
Happy birthday, brother. So what I would like for us to do is just, you know, raise your hand, take a minute to encourage someone in this room. One person, 1 minute, so that we can all have an opportunity to encourage one another if we want to. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So who wants to start?
All right.
Yes, stand
this
up.
Man right here, Russ.
Amen.
He's always been encouraging to me. He's somebody that if I were in a fight, he's been in a battle. Not just because he's bigger than me, I'd like him to be at my side. He's somebody that I trust. I don't even have to think about it. I trust him no matter what. He's the man. He also focuses on helping my kids. He gets with those guys. He doesn't have to do that. So, I'm a little choked up. So, but I love you, and you're very encouraging to me and my family.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage Stephen.
Amen.
But I'm proud of him. The way you came on the street, that's awesome. And I'm learning quietly, and I'm just watching. And there's a lot of things that you do that I've never done. I'm like, man. It's interesting. I've never thought of it. But it's really, it works, you know. That's what I'm very
good.
Amen.
Gary. I want to slip up a couple things he always does. When I found out that he put the birthday card up in Richard's house, and he was stalking the neighborhood all night long, that didn't surprise me, because that's just how he is. About wanting to do something special for somebody. And also, anytime I teach him, just about he comes up every week and he's got some thought-provoking question. He is big-brained.
Amen.
And it's always encouraging because it makes me say, this guy's thinking. You know, he really cares about what's going on. So, brother, I want you to know that. And I really, really appreciate you knowing me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I want to encourage the whole church because my sister came out Sunday. Her husband is Jehovah Witness. And, you know, he came out because I was doing communion. I didn't know if he was going to do that. But when she got home, she was so excited. She sent me an email just saying that thanking everybody how friendly everybody was. But that she said that we need to take this out to other churches, because he's never met a church that welcomed her like that. And, you know, so even he was encouraged because he doesn't believe in music, instruments. But one thing he said that he was glad that when we did communion, they didn't play music and started shouting all that stuff. So we were encouraged by that.
Yeah,
it really showed that we have to keep an eye out for visitors.
Amen.
You never know what kind of impact it will have on others. And she told me she's coming back.
Amen.
And I just pray that, you know, we can get her in the Bible and you know, whatever God's will is.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to encourage Mr. Galbraith, Steve's father. He always has a smile, whether he's tired or not, and he's always here, and he always gives me a good handshake, and I just wanted to thank him.
I want to encourage, Roselle. He's such an inspiration to us, the man in our group. The way he gives his heart, the way he serves, the way, I mean, it's really, really bad. I mustn't be making, so I'm so encouraged.
Amen.
I want to encourage Kevin Dahlberg. He's really stepped up lately and helped out with leading the singles ministry. I know he's got a group that he's taken out a couple of times this month to evangelize and stuff.
Come on,
Kevin.
Amen.
I just want to encourage Booth. That I know that the different times I would call him, and I'm just calling to give some advice, trying to get an understanding of something. Like, oh, I'm at your house. I'll come. I mean, just instantly and quickly. And it's pretty hard to just serve him. It's like, wow, that it's not a burden. It's not hard. It's very easy, and he do it immediately. And so I just want to lift him up and encourage him.
Well, you know, Ken, this is brother. I want to encourage George.
Amen.
This brother is. And I was sick last week. You know, I had a flu or something. I was telling brother, and I was like, oh, I got to just think of George, and I feel like I'm all right. Facing so many challenges physically, and just to kind of see his energy tonight when he was giving the announcements, you know, it just encouraged me. You said one of the things about encouragement is, you know, seeing examples helps you to know that it's possible.
Yes.
So somebody's going through something difficult, and they push through like that, you know, it's possible for you too. So that's one.
Amen.
I want to encourage Huntley here. Huntley's been a disciple almost 2 years, and Huntley called me nearly every day. Actually, for the first year as a disciple, he called me every day. He's a great friend, and he just soaks up learning. Yeah. You know, anything about the Bible, he wants to learn and learn from anyone. I'm just so encouraged by his faith. He also leads a lot of NA and Alcoholics Anonymous groups. I'm getting a little choked up. Huntley has really transformed the way he leads the groups. And he brings a lot of people out of the church. And I just really encourage him. I said, you know, just keep praying. God is going to find somebody who's open and ready for the gospel. But he just loves God, and he just prays it everywhere he goes. So I'm encouraged by it.
I have an unusual one. I'm going to encourage two men who are both here, and I won't leave them nameless because I don't want to take away their crowns in heaven. But week after week after week, over long periods of time, for months or years, I show up and there are suddenly gift cards for the benevolence pantry. And they just magically appear. These are big investments. These are not minor things. And I don't want to take that away, but they're here so they can be encouraged. But I just want to lift them up. It's just this quiet giving magic.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
When you said something about, you know, thinking about someone, you should call him right away. And I was passing this NASCAR, some Speedway night thing, and I thought about him, and, you know, he has, you know, health issues and stuff, and I've been praying about him. I just want to, you know, encourage you to keep fighting, bro.
Amen.
I just wanted to encourage Peter Barrett. He does. Most of us
somebody that's busier than Peter Garrett with all the other things he does with his job and other community service. He's always there for me and my family. He's always there for the rest of the Spanish ministry and anybody else who needs him. Even if it's 11:30, 12 o'clock, 12:30. I don't know if he actually sleeps.
Amen. Praise God.
It's obvious that my son Steve isn't here tonight because he's not feeling well. And I'd like to ask those of you who know him to pray for him and lift him up and inspire him with whatever we need to do to help him.
Amen.
Want to definitely encourage Leslie. And one of the things that really stands out for me is the fact that I know as disciples, take time and sacrifice our time, but and he has done that for me, taking time and studying the Bible with you, at least just give me a text, a phone call, see how things are going. That means a lot to me. It really does. Taking time away from his family. I do know that we dedicate ourselves to and sign up for. But when it really just receive that, really thinking about, you know, he's taking his own time away from his wife and kids, I really appreciate that, and I thank you.
Amen.
Thanks for allowing us to do this. Brother, I want to lift up his mouthpiece. We see him week out. He gets up. Leaves his house very early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Other times when all of us are still sleeping.
Yes.
Goes and picks up the sound equipment from the storage. Mm-hmm. Gets it to Meadowbury. Sets it up. Tears it down. Gets the messages recorded. Gets it posted on the website. Week in and week out very quietly. Yeah. And for me, you know, Mark and, you know, also Larry.
Yes.
You know, they're the ultimate servants.
Yes.
Serving quietly every week, week in and week out, you know, pouring themselves out, and the whole church gets the benefit from it.
Yeah.
And I just want to lift both of them up tonight.
Thank you.
Encourage Carl Lynn He's not one of those brothers that's, you know, running around with worse sleep on Sunday morning that's being the liaison between us and the building here as well as Middle Creek. Bro, I'm so encouraged by you, man. You do a lot, and younger men need to help you. And I appreciate the call to the church today for us to be helping you, and we need to lift your arms up. And I appreciate you so much, man.
Mr. Allen, you can close this out.
That's right. Father, we are so grateful that you encourage us, that you give us your word for encouragement, you give us one another to encourage us, you give us everything that we need to fortify us and build us up and get us into your kingdom and get us to heaven. Father, I pray that as we encourage one another here tonight, as we've been encouraged, Father, I pray that we will continue to encourage one another in fellowship, and we'll encourage each other during the days between services. And Father, that we will have each other's phone numbers on speed dial, that we will use them. Father, I pray that you would help us to take to heart that we're in this together, and we're helping one another to get to heaven. Father, we're so thankful that you love us. Thank you for Mike and his bringing this to us tonight.
Amen.
Amen.